We're celebrating 20 years of Good Morning Angels by bringing you the stories of some of the lives you have changed with kindness, love, and selflessness in their own voices. This is the legacy of Good Morning Angels, changing lives since 2005.
My name is Lodwick Hartley, and Good Morning Angels assisted me in 2018 December, and this is my story. In 2018, I was in the road in a place called Kuroival, trying to make ends meet, recycling, looking for recyclable material so that I can fund my my school or my tertiary education. Life happened in 2018. One morning, and it came a statement from school saying that, boom, you owe 8,000 rand. Or if you don't pay that or settle that, you can't, write your final exams. At that point, that was my absolute breaking point. I didn't have a plan B at that moment. And then, one morning I was listening while pushing my trolley, and then the idea came to me that I must just go to school, try and write an email to Good Morning Angels, and then hope for the best. And then, the best happened. I got a reply, even though I had phone issues, and eventually I got the email from Good Morning Angels inviting me to the studio. The day I came to the studio, it was, I still remember very well, it was early in the morning. I was nervous, and then I met the whole team, the entire team. They made me coffee and my family. Martin, we sat with Lisa Laurie, and then I told them about my story. They just asked me a few questions about my story. Where do I come from? Why am I doing this? Which I explained to them that I want a better future for myself and my family. And then, there was obviously Good Samaritans that assisted me from Roman's Pizza, Ville Marais, and obviously Good Morning Angels. Roman's Pizza donated, if I remember very well, my fees for the second year. And then Ville Marais as well is a Good Samaritan who paid my last year school fees. And I was still left with a bit of money to buy myself school stationery and so forth, just to commute and go to school and all that. There was another hurdle. I had to do my internship so that I can get work experience. And then I obviously contacted Good Morning Angels, just telling them that, yes, see, there's a different hurdle now. What can we do? They invited me to studio. And then I obviously gave them feedback about where am I right now, what am I doing, how did I pass. And then there was Good Samaritans listening, good companies listening, which they offered. They wanted my services in their companies. Atterbury Properties called me, said, come and do an internship with us. If you're interested, let's see if we can get you in the facility management field. And then obviously in the facility management field, there's a lot of divisions inside, from leasing to operations, you name it, which I selected facility management. I look after facilities. So at Atterbury, they gave me options. When I arrived there, obviously they show you around and then they give you options. They say, Lodwick, you're going to do a bit of everything, from leasing, marketing, facility managing, center managing. And then at the end of the term or at the end of the internship, then we'll decide which sector or which division do you like the most. So I did a bit of everything. However, there was a company that saw my services at that point and recruited me, which was working very closely with Atterbury Properties, which is Emerge Marketing. And then they deployed me to Bushbuck Ridge in Mpumalanga, which I did. At that point, I did marketing management for the mall. And then I worked for 2 years. The property owners or the property developers started developing this this property here in Amanskraal. Obviously, at that point, they saw my skills, my ability to work hard and do more. my ability to learn more. So they trained me. They gave me a position. They trained me. And then that's where they deployed me, or promoted me, if you like, to Jubilee Crossing. Currently, I'm the center manager here. It's sort of like a daily reminder to me that at some point in my life, I was in the streets. I was like no one. Most of the guys just look at you, you know, some of them when you're pushing your trolleys, on the road, they intend one to bump you. So it's a daily reminder that, you know, don't forget where you come from. But however, where you are right now, you need to work hard and go to the next level. And when I see people out there, you know, who are struggling like I was, I tend to sometimes motivate them as well and just say, guys, you know, I was once upon a time there. You know, if you work a little bit harder, you never know who's watching, you never know who's looking. In my perspective, I look at it as a motivation. For you to be on the next level, you need to work very hard, extremely hard, so that, you know, whoever's looking at the back can be motivated as well. Things in life in general don't just come easy. You need to work for whatever you have so that, you know, you are the best version of yourself. I wanted to really help my family. I'm the first graduate at home. So in my family, no one has a diploma, no one has a degree. Right now, if I can just give you a bit of background, I'm actually helping my brother to study. He's studying IT. Since I got a job, I'm able to, you know, assist my brothers, my sisters, even my dad at some point, yeah. So I'm able to help everyone. And ever since that point, everything has been going extremely well. You know, my brother is qualifying this year as with his diploma in IT. And then, my sister, ever since that point, got a job. So the standard of living in general at home is absolutely became better ever since I came to the radio show. If I didn't get that help at that point, like I stated, it was my breaking point. I didn't have a plan B. So it was either I fail that semester, try again next year, or just keep on pushing. But it was, like I'm saying, it was ultimately my breaking point from there. For companies to assist other people, I think it's extremely important, because when I look at the state in general, there's a big unemployment rate. You know, if companies were to, you know, start an internship program, for example, and employ, you know, even if it's for 1 year, graduates, for example, those graduates, I'm speaking from my perspective, need to raise their little brothers so that their little brother succeeds as them. So it's very important for me that, or for companies to assist a little bit, so that young graduates can have an opportunity one day to work for a big company, just like me. To me, to be an angel is to give someone hope. You know, there's not a lot of people out there that I can say are angels, but it's to give someone hope, just to give him that hope that you'll make it one day. Just keep on pushing, try your best. You know, giving hope to someone is very important, because you never know, that individual person needed that push. Hence, if you become an angel, that someone will, you know, will be uplifted and keep on pushing. So being an angel to me is just giving someone hope. I keep on thinking about it every day that, you know, totally different people, strangers that I didn't even know, gave me a hand. And that gave me the impression, or I still have the thought that there are good people out there. There are good angels out there. As much as the world has bad people, there are good people out there. So that changed me a lot, my perspective a lot on how I look at things. You know, if someone needs help and really needs help, you never know. Just give them a hand, and then you never know that person one day can be a CEO, for example. So it's very important for me. I think from my colleagues' perspective, they can say, okay, they can vouch for me that I'm a leader that listens to them. I listen to their, you know, their queries, or I listen to their problems. And if we have a solution, let's try and solve the problem. In my office, I have an open office that if you have a problem, you know, come to me, let's speak, and let's try and solve the issue. If it can be solved, let's solve it together. That's the kind of boss I am. When I came back to Hammanskraal, I was blessed to have a son. He's currently 2 years old right now. I'm an extremely happy dad. I didn't know how to dad, but I know I'm learning each and every day. So that's another important milestone in my life, that I'm a dad right now, and I need to, you know, pave the way for my son, so that he doesn't, you know, go through what I went through, but rather, you know, not have it smooth, but a little bit easier, so that if he wants to go to school, he gets that opportunity to go to school and decide what career he wants, and so forth. I'm super grateful, because if it wasn't for the Good Morning Angels and the individuals, Good Samaritans, I wouldn't be where I am currently right now. I am because of you are. It's an African proverb, Ubuntu. I'm very, very, very super grateful to the Good Morning Angels and all the companies and Good Samaritans out there. Keep on doing whatever you're doing. And you're bringing light to the end of the tunnel to a lot of people. Kindness is extremely important. Being kind, you don't lose anything when you're being kind, but rather you are gaining something. You are gaining respect, you gain a lot of confidence as well. Being kind to someone else is very important, because you don't know that if you are being kind to someone today, maybe that's that person's big breakthrough. So being kind is very important. Be the light. That's what kindness means to me.
Listen to Breakfast with myself, Martin Bester, to hear more of the voices of Good Morning Angels over the past 20 years. To watch the videos of these inspiring stories, go to Breakfast with Martin Bester on jacarandafm.com. And you can download the weekly podcast on Jackpot.